弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace be to you.
我不晓得你们看到他们，你们会不会很惊喜哈
？If you see the little ones behind us, do you rejoice?
这是我们这个教会二十多年来最小的诗班。
These 20 some odd years for SVCA, this is the youngest choir in our church.
是破了我们的记录，是最小的一次的诗班。
And again, it broke the record of being the youngest choir for our church.
所以我昨天晚上来这边参加他们 rehearsal, 我一看他们这么可爱。
And I was actually here last night at the rehearsal. They were just so wonderful last night.
但是我希望让大家知道，我们今天晚上在这里不是表演节目啊。
And again, I want to ask everyone to understand that tonight it is not just about a performance.
就像刚刚 video有告诉我们的，今天晚上是跟大家分享一个大好的消息。
It's just like the video was telling all of us that tonight we are here to share a wonderful news.
所以不光有大人要向大家唱这样子的诗歌，小朋友现在也借着诗歌告诉你们这个好消息。
Not only are we going to have adults up here singing, but even the children, they want to declare to you this wonderful news.
好，在我们开始之前，能不能请问有谁是第一次来到这个教会，或是平常不在这个教会，今天来的，请你们站起来，我们欢迎你们。
I'd like to welcome all of you. If you're here for the very first time tonight, if you're not regularly here, you are welcome.
非常。好，请坐，请坐，请坐。
Please be seated.
非常欢迎你们，尤其这是风雨交加的日子，你们能够来。
Again, we welcome you, particularly on a very rainy night. You are here.
希望你回家的时候，你自己会说太值得了。
And we pray that as you leave this place, you're going to say, "Oh, it's worth it. It's worth it for me to be here tonight."
而且我们有一个温馨的请求，就是不要照相啊。
And we have a heartfelt request of everyone. I'll ask all the audience, please do not take pictures.
因为我们都是来敬拜神的。
Because we come and this is worshiping the Lord God.
他们比我还迫不及待的交给他们。
So we'll give the following time to the little kids, children.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son,wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Asleep. 平安夜的故事是一个耳熟能详的故事，但它不仅仅是一个故事，它是一个真实的历史。今天晚上就让我们一起来回顾这段与你我息息相关的历史。
The Nativity story is familiar to people around the world. It is not just a fiction story, but a 3,000-year-old promise that was fulfilled historically 2,000 years ago. Tonight, through music, let's review a short version of this story, which closely impacts each and every one of us.
Birth. Long lay the world his cradle we stand. Led by a star so bright and sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from the holy land. The King of Kings lay thus in holy manger, in our trials born to be our friend.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
起立，我们邀请你们和我们的诗班一起来唱敬拜赞美的诗歌。
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive her King. Let every heart prepare His grace.
come and sing unto God.
宇宙的主宰，伟大的神，居然乐意听我们向你赞美。
The author of the universe, the Almighty God, you delight in listening to our praises.
但愿普天之下都充满了对你这位伟大的神一切的赞美和感恩。
For that everything under heaven would come and give thanks and give praise unto the Lord God.
今天不光让我们在这里唱诗。
That tonight not only are we here singing,
求你也让这喜乐的灵充满在我们的心中。
Oh, how we pray that the spirit of joy really would fill our hearts.
我们一生都愿意做个赞美你的人。
That all the days of our life we want to be a person that praises you.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Everybody, please be seated.
好，刚刚我们已经欢迎过第一次来到我们中间的人。
We took the time to welcome everyone who was here for the very first time.
因为后来有些人后来才来，能不能再请你们站一次，好不好
？Because we know that some of you arrived just a little later, we'd like to welcome you again.
因为在这个风雨交加的日子，你们能够来，对我们是贵宾的贵宾啊。
And again, we know that it's difficult for everyone to come in this time of rainy season. And again, you're a wonderful guest here.
好不好？今天第一次来到我们教会的，请你们都站起来，我们再欢迎你。
And again, if you're here for the very first time, we'd like to ask you to please stand. We'd like to welcome you.
好，请坐，请坐。
Please be seated.
其实刚才我们的诗歌已经把我今天所有要讲的已经全部唱完了。
In actuality, all the hymns that were presented would summed up everything that I wanted to say tonight.
今天晚上我们不是在这里跟你们传教。
Tonight we're not here to introduce to you a religion.
我们对传教一点没兴趣。
We have no interest in a religion.
刚才 video 一开始的时候就放了。
And at the very beginning, the video declares to you.
我们不是在这里讲哲学，不是在这里讲宗教。
We're not here to talk about philosophy. We're not here to talk about another religion.
我们在这里告诉大家一个好消息。
But we're here to tell you a wonderful news.
就是这么伟大宇宙的主宰，他爱我们。
That the author, the God of the universe, he loves us.
而这一位伟大的神是我们的父亲。
And this Almighty God, he is our Father.
所以我们借着这样子的聚会，听到这样子的福音。
And when we come together like this, when we have an opportunity to hear this good news,
让我们有机会来认识他。
And we have the opportunity to come to know him.
我决定相信，在我们这一生里面，都会有一些所谓的重要的时刻，或是great moment.
And I trust that in our lifetimes we'll come across great moments.
或是你在这一生里面曾经听过了不少的好消息。
And perhaps in your life thus far you've heard some good news.
如果我问你，在你这一生里面最大的好消息，或是你觉得是最重要的时刻是哪一个时候
？If I were to ask you, what was the greatest news that you heard, or the most important moment in your life, what would it be?
这个问题应该是让大家很快乐去回想的哈。
And I think this everybody should be very joyous, happy when you think about these thoughts.
你那个老公当初跟你求婚的时候。
Or maybe that particular day when your husband proposed to you.
或金榜题名时。
Or maybe the moment that you realized you got to a very good university.
或是你一直想进去的公司突然给你 offer 了。
Perhaps the company that you always wanted to go work for and,You got an offer?
或是你那一天从教授的手中得到了你博士的学位。
Perhaps that day you got your PhD degree.
我相信在我们这一生里面都有一些所谓的 great moment.
And I trust in our lives there are great moments.
也会有一些听到好消息的日子。
And there are days where we do hear good news.
但是今天晚上我们要跟大家讲的这个好消息是改变我们一生的好消息。
But this news that we want to introduce to you tonight is the news that would change the rest of your life.
我们也很希望今天晚上在外面虽然风雨交加
，And yes, again, we pray that even though the storm is outside and is going through a rainy night,
我们多么希望今天晚上你能够成为改变你一生最重要的 moment.
But how we desperately hope and pray that tonight would be the moment, would be the night that would change the rest of your life.
今天坐在这里有很多已经是基督徒了
，And there are many who are sitting here who are Christians already.
但是我们都跟你们一样，曾经被人家称作非基督徒，就是还没有信耶稣的人。
But just like you tonight, many of us we were called.Non-Christians, we did not come to believe in Christ.
我相信在我们中间也有很多人，你说我是无神论的背景出来，没有神，
And I trust that many who are sitting here tonight that would say that I come from an atheistic background. I don't believe there's a God.
但是在你周围有说不尽的基督徒会告诉你，我从前也认为没有神，但是今天我真知道宇宙有神。
And I will tell you there are many Christians that would tell you at one point in their lives that I didn't believe there was a God, but tonight I will tell you I believe there is a living God.
一定也有很多人告诉你，我是学科学的，我是相信理性的。
And there may be people that will tell you that I'm a scholar, I study science, I only believe in logic.
我没办法接受宇宙有神的观念。
I cannot believe this concept of there's a creator God.
但是我决定相信在你周围你可以找到说不尽的学理工的学科学的告诉你说我相信宇宙中有神。
And again, I would trust that there would be those around your life who are engineers, who are scientists.
I can
tell you there is a God.
我可以一直讲下去。
I can keep going, give you examples.
但是为什么会有这样子的改变？
But why? Why would this change come about to those who would give you such news?
就是因为在我们过去的某一天、某一个时间里面，跟你们发生了同样的事情。
Because there was a moment, there was a time that we encountered the same thing that you're encountering.
有人请我们到教会，让我们听见的救恩，听见的福音。
Someone had invited us to come to church, that we have a chance to hear about the gospel, the salvation of God.
神的爱感动了我们。
The love of God has moved me.
神开了我们的眼睛，让我们透过我们有限的知识和教育，认识了这位宇宙的神。
God has opened my eyes, and through my limited understanding, that I come to understand this infinite God.
我请亲爱的朋友们，就是如果你还没有信耶稣的话
，I ask all the dear friends if you have not yet believed in Jesus.
请你注意一件事情。
I ask you to please pay attention to one thing.
你几乎找不到一个基督徒会后悔他信耶稣信得太早。
And you will never find a Christian who will regret that they come to faith in Christ too early.
光这样子的一件事实就会让你去应该去思想它。
And this truth itself should cause you to think about, cause you to ponder.
我相信绝大多数的基督徒都会告诉你，如果我早信耶稣就好了。
And I trust that many Christians they will testify, they will tell you, oh, how I wish I came to know Christ earlier.
所以你就晓得这信耶稣这样子的一件事情对我们人生来说太大了，太重要了。
And to believe in Jesus is something that is so grand and so important in our lives.
今天晚上我们要讲的。
And tonight what we want to talk about.
就是这位伟大的神有一天为我们来到这个地上。
That this Almighty God, one day He came into this world.
所以今天我们的主题跟去年的主题一模一样。
So our theme for tonight was the same as the theme for last year.
你要我讲到我那天结束地上的生活，我还可以同样讲这个题目。
And if you tell me this would be the conclusion of my life, I would tell you there would still be the topic that I want to preach.
因为这个题目太重要了。
Because this topic is so important.
有一个婴孩为我们而生。
For unto us a child is born.
你知道每一天全世界有多少婴孩生出来吗？
Do you know every single day how many child is born in this world? How many children are born in this world?
我就知道你们忘记了，我去年讲过这个数字。
And I know you would forget. I mentioned this number last year.
多少？
You remember?
每一天全世界大概平均35万个婴儿出生。
About 350,000 babies are born every day.
350, yeah, very good.
Thank you. I got it right.
这还不包括每一天有12万个婴儿被堕胎。
This does not include the 120,000 children that are being aborted each day.
你知道这个世界多可怕，对不对？
And you know how dreadful this world is.
每一天全世界有大概12万个婴孩被堕胎。
And again, every single day, 120,000 babies are aborted.
每一天全世界有35个婴孩终于生下来。
And every single day, 350,000 babies are born each day.
今年1月1号生了快40万个，不晓得他们怎么算得这么准啊。1月1号生的快40万个。
As of January 1st, over 400,000 babies were born.
好，那我现在就想，每一天有这么多的婴孩生，每一天有这么多的婴孩被人家不要了。
And again, each day, so many children are born into this world, and so many children are aborted, are not wanted in this world.
它跟我有什么关系？
What does it have anything to do with me?
它跟我有什么关系？
What does this child have anything to do with me?
更不要说2000年以前有一个婴孩生，它跟我有什么关系？
Not to say that this child was born about 2000 years ago. What does it have anything to do with me?
这就是我们今天想告诉大家的。
But tonight, this is the news that we want to let let you know. Because this child, he is different. This child has changed the history of mankind.
他不仅影响了过去，影响了现在，他还要影响整个人类的未来。
Not only did it influence the history past, present, and also the future to come.
所以，亲爱的朋友，我们求求你们。要很认真地来认识这位。
Friends, I beseech you, be serious in coming to know this child.
他怎么样改变了我们？我相信他一样要来改变你们。
The way that this child has changed us, I trust that this child will change you.
现在全世界70多亿人，里面有20多亿的人，是相信他的人。
Of the 7 billion people in the world, about 2 billion believes in him.
亲爱的朋友，所以我们今天晚上就是要把这个好消息告诉你。
So, dear friends, this is the good news that we want to share with everyone tonight.
所以我们先从以赛亚书告诉我们这个婴孩圣经上怎么样子来介绍他。
And we want to come and look at from the scripture, from the Bible, how is this child introduced?
我们今天要读的是以赛亚书。以赛亚是西元前2700多年前的人。
Isaiah is as a person that was before the birth of Christ, about 2,700 years.
换句话说，他在2700年以前就预言到有一个婴孩要为我们而生下来。
In other words, 2,700 years before this child was born, he prophesied that this child will be born for us.
他在这里用五个方面来形容他。刚才我们诗班唱的太好了。
And four ways he describes this child are.Our choir already declared it to you.
其实我们不用读经文，应该都会背了哈。
And maybe you haven't memorized by now after hearing the song.
来，我们来读一下好了。
Let's read it together.
中文、英文啊，我们中文， we'll、我们一起同声读，好不好
？Chinese and English. We'll read it together.
有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
And his name will be called Wonderful,
设事 Counselor, 全能的神
Mighty God,
永在的父
Everlasting Father,
和平的君
Prince of Peace.
好，我们现在交换，刚才读中文的，现在读英文。
Are everybody who is reading in Chinese reading in English now?
Feel free. 我们再读一遍。我们开始读
英文为主。Let's read it again together. Let's read it again together. Whatever language.
来，开始。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
当然，也许你第一次读这段经文啊。
Maybe for the very first time you read these verses.
可是我跟你说，我们基督徒再来读这些经文的时候
，And I will tell you, we who are Christians, we read these words again.
它不光是2700年前的一个历史文献上写这句话。
And not only was it written in history 2700 years ago.
而且在历史上2000年前，他这位婴孩真的出生了。
But indeed, 2,000 years ago, as these words were proclaimed and prophesied, this child was born.
然后我们跟过去2000年来的基督徒一模一样的。当我们在读这些的时候，每一句话都让我们心花怒放。
And just like all the Christians throughout the last 2,000 years, every time we recite and read these words, our hearts are moved.
因为每一句话都在形容这个婴孩的特别。
Because every single word describes the uniqueness of this child.
你有没有碰到任何一个人？先不要讲他的名字叫 Wonderful.
Have you ever come across anyone whose name is Wonderful?
你们有没有碰到一个人名字叫 Wonderful?
Have you met anyone whose name is Wonderful?
那就算他取的名字叫 Wonderful， 你想到他不见得觉得 wonderful.
Maybe his name was wonderful or is wonderful, but whenever you think of him, maybe you don't think wonderful thoughts.
我觉得这个词发明的太好了。什么叫 wonderful?
And I think this is a wonderful word. What is wonderful?
就是你不知道怎么去形容它多好多妙，只好叫 wonderful.
You don't know how to describe how good and how pleasant he is, and all you can say is he's wonderful.
就是这个婴孩的第一个特点，所有的基督徒想到耶稣。Wonderful.
And the very first characteristic of this child, every Christian when they think about Jesus, it's wonderful.
我们想到他就觉得太好的人。
And we think about him, and he is so wonderful.
怎么有这么好的救主
？How can we have such a wonderful Savior?
怎么有这么好的朋友
？Or such a wonderful friend?
怎么有这么好的爱
？Or such a wonderful love?
怎么有这么好的救恩啊
？Such a wonderful salvation.
我们想到他每一个角度想到他，只能说 wonderful.
And tonight, from every perspective, every angle.We proclaim he is wonderful.
这是他名字，我们讲不完的哈。
And again, it's his name. We cannot come to an end.
其实他的每一个题目，我们都可以讲很多很多很多信息。
And again, every declaration of who he is, we can carry on and on with many messages.
他的名字叫 Counselor.
His name is Counselor.
他是测试。
And he's the counselor.
我相信我们在人生经过的时候，我们都很希望找到一个很智慧、很成熟、很爱我们、帮助我们的一个导师。
And we certainly pray. I think we all desire that as we walk through life, that we would have someone who would counsel us, who is wise, who would guide us along the way of life.
可能在你现在人生的经历里面，你就处在一个彷徨、不知道明天将如何的局面。
Perhaps you are living in a moment where you feel lost. You don't know.What to do the next day, or what is before you?
你可能也面临了一个人生很重要的抉择，而你不知道这个抉择该怎么做。
And perhaps you're coming to a choice, a decision, a very important one, and you don't know how to make that decision.
我们能看到的都是在眼前可以看到的。
And what you can see is as far as what is before you.
我们做决定的根据就是根据我们收集到的资料，跟我自己的兴趣，跟别人给我的意见而已。
We make our decision based on the information we can gather, my likes, my dislikes, and the advice others will give us.
但是没有人可以看得到我们的未来，然后负我们一生的责任。
But there's no one that can see your future.That is able to say that I'm responsible for the rest of your life.
两个男生都很爱你，你来问说，这个，应该嫁给哪一个
？There's two gentlemen that's madly in love with you, and I want to ask you which one would you marry?
看着一样，嫁给他。
And you look a little bit as I'll marry that one.
你将来死活他都不管你的。
And when you live or die, maybe he wouldn't even care anymore.
他可以帮你做个决定。
This person can make a decision for
you. 但是他不能负你一辈子的责任。
Whoever's helping you make a decision, they cannot be responsible for your well-being for the rest of your life.
这就是这个世界。
This is this world.
我们用各样的方法去收集，然后来做，希望做正确的决定。
You use all sorts of means to find information that I can make the best decision.
我相信我们都做过错误的决定，对不对？
And I trust we all make bad decisions. Make
有些的错误的决定是可以挽回的。
And some of those mistakes that we made, we can take them back. We can do over.
有些的错误伤害是可以弥补的。
And some of the mistakes and the harms that comes about those mistakes, they can be corrected.
人生有很多的错误是我们一辈子没办法挽回。
But there are mistakes in this life that can never ever be mended.
但是他是我们最伟大的 counselor.
But he.Is our most wonderful counselor.
他是宇宙的主宰。
He is the author of the universe.
他看得到整个永恒。
He can see to eternity to come.
所以我们基督徒今天有了耶稣，就好像一只失迷的羊找到了牧人一样。
And we as Christians today, we are like a lost lamb that has found, or been found by his shepherd.
他看顾我们，他保护我们，他带领我们，他指引我们。哎呀，我觉得一个基督徒一个很大的享受就是我们有一个好牧人。
He tends us, he protects us, he leads us, he guides us along.What a wonderful experience that we would know we have a good shepherd.
我没有时间继续讲下去，他是太好的 wonderful counselor.
And again, he's a wonderful counselor.
这个我刚刚看他们在唱，我都想唱的，只是怕破坏他们。
And as the choirs were singing, I wanted to get up and sing, but I thought I would ruin what they were doing.
底下这个更伟大了。
And the next description is even grander.
他说这个婴孩是全能的神。
It says, it proclaims to us that this child, he is the mighty God.
他是全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
当我们每次读到这个的时候，我们心里面感动，我们震惊了。
Well, every time we read this, our hearts are moved, we're shaken by it.
怎么可能宇宙的主宰有一天变成 baby?
How is it possible?That the author of the entire universe would confine himself to be a baby.
这个宇宙这么浩瀚。
The vastness of this universe.
我们讲不完它的浩瀚。
We cannot even begin to fathom or describe the vastness of this universe.
今天最伟大的天文学家仍然没有办法告诉我们宇宙有多大。
The wisest scholar today cannot tell us the extent of the universe.
就着今天天文学家已经知道的宇宙范围，如果你要去数这些星球的话，你不睡不吃不睡，你要数三千多年都数不完。
And the cosmologist tells us that if you would try to number all the stars in the heavens, it would take you more than 3,000 years. If you do not eat, you do not sleep, you don't do anything else other than to do that.
而这位伟大的神，他为了要拯救我们。
But this God, this mighty God, for the sake of saving us,
他爱我们，他为我们来到了地上。
And because he loved us, he came into this world.
所以我们在这里唱歌，在这里看他们表演一个小 baby 啊，我们觉得很温馨。
And then we were sitting down here, we're watching the scenes of people acting out, holding this little baby. We thought, well, it was very warm.
Oh, 我们享受在那些音乐，享受在这种布景的里面。
We were lost in the enjoyment of the music and the scene being displayed.
如果我们真知道这个婴孩是谁
，Oh, but we truly know.Who is this child?
我们都要趴在地上向他敬拜的。
We are all going to be prostrating on the ground, worshiping him.
宇宙的主宰居然为着救我们来到地上。
It's the author of the universe for the sake of saving you and me. He came into this world.
我们将来要花很多的时间告诉你这件伟大的救恩。
We're going to continue to tell you again and again of this wonderful salvation.
但是我就是今天要先跟大家点到为止的提到耶稣这位伟大的神为什么要来
But tonight, all I can do is just tell you why. Why would this awesome, mighty God, why would he come?
他一方面为了拯救我们
On the one hand,
因为我们都犯了罪我们都犯了罪
Because we have all sinned.
罪的问题没有解决人是不可能有平安和喜乐的
If the problem of sin is not dealt with, there's no way we can have peace and joy.
我决定相信在座所有的人我们不用去争辩但是我们自己里面会承认自己里面有一个会犯罪的生命在
I trust that we don't need to argue here tonight. We can all acknowledge there's something inside of me that is prone to sin.
你可能没有杀过人，没有抢过人，没有强暴过人。
Perhaps you never killed anyone, you never robbed anyone, you never raped anyone.
但是你从一个这么小的 baby， 从来没有教过他自私、撒谎、骗人，他就会了。
But from a small baby, you never taught this child how to be selfish, how to lie, how to be self-centered.He knows it.
那更不要说我这个人。
Not to say me myself.
哦、oh, ，你就发现基督徒身上，会有很多特点的。
And you'll discover there are a lot of characteristics of Christians today.
第一个，他们我刚刚说过，从来不会后悔信耶稣信太早。
One, they would never regret that I come to faith in Christ too early.
另外一个也是，没有一个基督徒会否认自己是罪人。
And there's not a single Christian that would deny the fact that he is a sinner.
不信你会后试试看。
If you don't believe me, go and try it.
不信你现在试试看，推旁边的一个。
Or now, just ask the person next to you.
你是个罪人吗
？Are you a sinner?
阿门，我是个大罪人。
I am. Amen.
我们每一个基督徒从心里面讲，很多人还一面讲一面流泪。
And all of us will say it from our hearts, and a lot of time we say it with tears.
我跟你讲，他可能是公司杰出的表现的人。
And perhaps he is one that has excelled very well at work.
他可能是好人好事的代表。
And he may be a representative of someone who's a good man.
但是每一次当我们讲到是罪人的时候，基督徒从心里面承认我是个罪人。
But every time we use the term sinners, every Christian from the bottom of their hearts, they will acknowledge, I am a sinner.
不是因为我的行为道德比别人差。
It is not because my morality and what I do is worse than the people around me.
而是因为我们碰到了这个圣洁的神以后，我们全部甘心承认自己是个罪人。
But because we come into a living relationship with a holy God, we automatically acknowledge that we are sinners.
他来就是为了寻找拯救我们这些世上堕落的人。
He comes to see the lost, those of us who have fallen.
让我们从那个永远神公义的审判里面被救出来。
That we may be plucked out, be redeemed, be saved from that eternal judgment that's to come.
而另外一方面，他之所以要成为 baby, 成为人的样子来到地上。
And another reason why he needed to be a baby, he needed to come to in the form of a man.
他为了要让我们有机会来认识我们所信的神是一个怎样的神。
That you and I, we would have the opportunity to come to know who God is.
神是看不见的。
God cannot be seen.
他存在。
He exists.
他伟大。
He is mighty.
他全能。
He is the God Almighty.
他充满了爱。
He is full of love.
但是我看不到的话，我怎么去经历他
？But if I cannot see him, how do I experience him?
所以那一天他来到地上，从 baby 长大起来。
So that day he came as a baby, as a child, he grew up into a man.
他借着他在地上怎么过生活，让人认识我们的神是怎样的神。
And through the way that he lived every day of his life, that people may know who God is.
他在地上亲口告诉我们，神爱世人。
He tells us himself, God loves this world.
他借着他所作所行表达出神的爱。
Or through everything that he's said and everything that he's done, he's declared the love of God.
我记得我去年讲过哈，有一个大概是大学的教授，他很喜欢来教会，但是他没办法相信神成为肉身。
And last year, I think I shared with you this testimony. There was a professor in college. It's very difficult for him to believe that God would come in the flesh.
他在他理性上很难接受这件事。
He said in his logic and his reasoning, it is difficult for him to accept that truth.
他觉得像神话故事，神变成人，那何必嘛？
He thinks this mythology is just how can God become man?
结果有一天，他住的地方在东岸哈，大风雪。
And then one day, he was living in the East Coast. There was a great snowstorm.
他从他书房里面看到那个树上有一只鸟在那个大风雪里面，他想他死定了。
And in his library, he was looking out the window. He saw a bird on a tree, and he said that bird is dead, is doomed.
所以他就跑下来把 garage 门打开来叫那个鸟进来到他的里面来。
And so he opened up his garage door, and he tried to summon that bird to come into the garage.
他怎么叫他都不来。
And no matter how he calls to that bird, the bird would not respond.
他就拿了一些米撒在地。想把它弄进来，它也不来。
So he took some grain and he threw it on the ground and tried to lure the bird in, but the bird still wouldn't come.
他躲在旁边，不要叫他害怕，希望他来，他也不来。
And so he hid himself to the point where the bird couldn't see him, but the bird still didn't come.
所以他只能够很遗憾地看着这个鸟最后要被冻死。
And so regretfully he is looking at this bird. He said this bird is coming to the end of his life.
他说就在那个时刻。
He said right at that very moment.
圣灵就。开了他眼睛，你为什么不相信神道成肉身？
The Spirit of God opened his eyes all of a sudden and say, "Why is it that you would not believe that God came as a person in the form of a child?"
他不来，我们没有办法认识神是怎样的神。
Because if he did not come, we would not know who he is.
他来，他不仅仅流血舍命，为了要拯救我们。
He came, he shed his blood.And gave his life to redeem and to save us.
他来让我们认识我们所信的神到底是怎样的神。
Again, he came so that we would know who God is.
啊，我们可以跟他沟通，我们可以了解他，他可以体恤我们所有的感受跟经验。
That we can talk to him, he can know us, we can know him. He would sympathize with all of our needs.
啊，我们实在没有办法继续讲下去了哈。
And again, time is so limited, I can't keep going on in this manner.
啊，他是永在的父，跟永恒发生关系的。
He's the everlasting Father. He has something to do with eternity.
而且讲到永恒的时候，他特别加个 Father.
And when we use the word everlasting, he uses the word to characterize that this is our Father.
讲到他跟我们之间的关系，那个爱的关系，生命里的关系。
It speaks of a relationship that we have with God. That the relationship is of life. He is our Father. He's our source.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
哪里有耶稣，哪里就有和平。
Wherever Jesus is, there is peace.
哪里有耶稣，耶稣就把平安带给了我们。
Wherever there is Jesus, He brings peace into us.
弟兄姊妹，我们就第一题就先停在这了哈。
And the very first point, the very first bullet, I have to end right here.
因为他们给我的时间叫做短讲。
Because they gave me a time just to share a short message.
我已经太长了。我们看第二个点哈。
And the second point.
他为人类带来的是平安和喜乐。
He brought true joy and peace to the entire human race.
好，我们就一起来读。
Again, let's read it together.
已经读过了哈。那我们只要看第十四节。
We'll just come to verse 14.
就是那对天使在那里赞美神的时候，他说了一句话。
And as the angels, as the hosts in heaven were praising God, they were saying.
他说：“至高之处，荣耀归给神。”
He said, "Glory to God in the highest."
平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
啊，有一个翻译叫做“平安喜乐归给人”。
And again, the translation says.Peace and goodwill be given to men.
所以在这里刚开始的时候，他就说有一个大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And at the very beginning, the angel declares, "There is a great news, a great tiding that is for all people."
所以这就是我一开始说的，我今天在这里没有要跟大家讲大道理。没有要讲大的道理。
Again, I'm not here to tell you some grand reasonings.
不晓得怎么翻译哈，但是。我没有要跟大家讲大道理，但是却是一个最大的道理。对不起啊。
I'm not here to try to reason with you, but this is the greatest truth.
对，真的是哈。那个不是要讲很多很奥秘的东西。
And this is something. I'm not trying to bring to light things that are mysterious.
但是这件事情却是我们人生中最重要的一件事情。
But this is the most important thing in our life.
啊，这个是一个好消息。
It is a good news.
而这个好消息是讲到一个人。
And this good news speaks of this person.
这个人是 从天上来的。
And this person came from heaven above.
就是我们所信的神。
It is the God whom we believe in.
他来到地上。
He came into this world.
他把平安喜乐带给人。
He gave peace, and joy to men.
我不晓得在座的弟兄姊妹和朋友。
And I don't know for all of you who are sitting here tonight.
在你的 wish list 上面，在你希望得到的事情上。
In your wish list of all the things that you desire to have.
如果我让你现在列十件事情，任何东西是你的 wish list， 我想问大家，平安喜乐会不会在其中
？If I asked you to list anything, 10 things, anything, would peace and joy be in the midst of it?
平安喜乐会在其中的，请举手，好吧
？Those of you think peace and joy would be in that list, would you raise your hand?
你觉得你不需要，我需要钱，我需要车，我需要工作，我需要老婆，我需要什么？平安喜乐不重要的，请举手。
Those of you who feel that I need a wife, I need money, I need a house, I need a car, but I don't need peace and joy, would you please raise your hand?
我决定相信，在我们的 deep down， 在我们最里面，我们巴不得人生充满了平安。
I trust every single one of us, the depth of our being, we pray that there is joy.
所以主耶稣祷告也说，救我们脱离凶恶。这个世界真的是让人没有安息的世界。
And so Jesus, as he prayed, he says, I pray to the Father that he would deliver you from evil, because this world does not afford unto us peace.
台湾在过去十二年里面，他们有一个调查，就是最流行的字哈，一个字哈，最流行的字。
Taiwan, they had a statistic or that was done. There's a very the most favored word or character in the last 12 years.
你觉得最能够表达你的生活或者你的感受的？
It's the word that can mostly express your life and how you feel.
今年是第十二年，你知道排行榜头三名是哪三个字吗
？Do you know what are the top three in the past 12 years？
我就是 MIT 的 ，Made in Taiwan 的。
Pastor Yu is made in Taiwan。
我从哪里出来？我非常非常怀念我生长的地方。
I was born and I immigrated from Taiwan. I miss that place。
当我读到这三个字的时候，我里面其实非常痛苦，因为这三个字在我。年轻的时候是很陌生的三个字。
And when I came to know that these three words are the most popular among the people in Taiwan, I'm actually very sorrowful because it was not familiar to me when I was growing up there.
第一个字是乱 ，chaos.
The very first word is chaotic. It's chaos.
乱
，it's chaotic.
第二个 lie 谎言谎。
And the second word is it's all a lie. It's a lie.
第三个是 anxiety 或 worry 就忧。
And the third word is anxiety or worries.
我不晓得杨老师怎么样哈，至少我离开台湾以前，这三个字很少在我身上。
I don't know about Pastor Nancy, but when I left Taiwan, I seldom had these words that would characterize my life.
今年这三个字在这里台湾的人挑了最 popular 最。能 describe 他们现在生活的情形的三个字，我你们看得真的非常难过。
And again, when I see that these are the three words that describe their lives the most, I was very sad.
但是我想，这个如果在全世界都做的话，可能出来的结果很少有很好的字哈。
And I think if we did the same statistics or same research, maybe we find something not far from it.
我想很少有一个国家会是爱放在第一个字的。
Very seldom would you discover that a country would put the word love at the very foremost.
因为这个世界里面，你光从有多少人有 depression, 有 anxiety, 有各式各样的负面情绪，你就可以知道这个世界病了。
And for the notion that we know so many people have fallen into depression or anxieties, severe anxieties, you know that this world we are sick.
现在的人走，你看。Uber 出来的报告，谁敢坐这些车子
？And all the news and all these scary news that comes from people who are taking Uber, and all of a sudden you're dreadful of taking these rides.
对不起哈，我希望没有得罪 Uber 的人啊。
And I'm not here to offend any particular Uber drivers or Lyft drivers.
No matter. 没有，这个世界已经让人不能够很放心的去过生活。
And we live in a world that we could.Hard for us to let down our guards and live our everyday lives.
我将近四十年前来到 Silicon Valley.
About 40 years ago, I landed here in Silicon Valley.
我们晚上有弟兄们，我住在弟兄之家，弟兄要去 ATM 提款的时候。
And in the evening, I live with a bunch of brothers, and at night if we need to go to the ATM and get some cash.
就在神后世, 需要四个弟兄一起出去才敢出去。
And we need all four brothers to go together for us to have mustered up the courage to go do that.
现在40年以后, 我不知道四个够不够。
40 years later, I don't know if four men is sufficient to go do the same thing.
弟兄姊妹, 这个世界让人里面很不容易有安息。
My brothers and sisters, friends, this world it does not afford unto us peace.
你看我们多少的担心, 对不对? 孩子去读大学, 多担心。
So many worries. You know, even when we send our kids off to college, we worry.
然后我们孩子到学校去, 我们怕被bully, 怕被欺负, 我们都担心。
And our young ones, our children go to school, we worry that they would be bullied.
我们虽然已经拥有了婚姻, 拥有了家庭, 我们也充满了担心。
Yes, we have a marriage, we have a family, but something that inside of us, we still worry.
所以这个世界是让一个让人不能安息的世界。
Again, this world is a world that does not bring us into peace.
所以并不代表信耶稣你没有这些困难, 没有这些挑战。
I'm not here to tell you that in this life, even as a Christian, you won't have these challenges.
我们一样会失业, 我们一样可能会撞车, 我们一样可能碰到这个, 碰到那个。
We may lose our jobs, when we have a car accident, we encounter the same thing everybody else is encountering.
主耶稣早告诉我们的, 你们在这个世界上有苦难, 因为这个世界被撒旦被仇敌破坏得一塌糊涂。
And Jesus told us, in this world you will have tribulation because the ruler of this world is still Satan right now.
我们不可能不会碰到困难的。
And it is impossible us to come and face difficulties and tribulations.
但是主耶稣却应许我们, 他要把他的平安给我们。
But Jesus promised, he says, I will give you my peace.
这个平安是世界没办法给你的, 也是这个世界
It is a peace that the world cannot give. It is a peace that the world cannot take away from you.
我跟你们做过见证, 我在动大手术, 第二天有15个小时的手术, 那是吓死人的手术。
And I share with brothers and sisters in our church that when I was younger, I went through a major surgery, 15 hours the next day.
但是在那么多的紧张恐惧里面跪到神面前祷告的时候神给的平安就是不一样。
And in all the anxieties and all the fears that came as I was about to have that surgery, but the Lord, he gave me peace. It's a peace that is different from the world.
所以耶稣来, 神来到地上,
Jesus came when he came into this world.
他把平安喜乐带给了世界。
He brought joy. He brought peace into this world.
那更不要说喜乐了。
And again, not to say joy.
当人没有平安, 就很不容易喜乐的。
When people do not have peace, how can they have joy?
所以我说心理学家说, 一个小孩子一天平均笑400下。
A psychologist tells us a child laughs or smiles about 400 times a day.
一个大人一天平均只笑15下。
A grown-up, on average, a day smiles or laughs only 15 times a day.
年纪越长, 笑声越少。
The older you get, less the laughter.
弟兄姊妹, 这个世界 不容易叫人喜乐的世界。
Brothers and sisters, again, this world is a world that would not cause us joy.
很多的喜乐它虽然也有, 但是它就不能持久。
And I would acknowledge that there are some joys that we were endure, we were experience, but these are joys that won't last.
我现在都还可以想起来我们这辈子第一次买新车的样子, 哎呀，我兴奋的天天下班就跑到楼下擦啊弄啊。
I remember the first time I bought a new car, I was so excited. Every single day I get down the garage, I would wipe the car and
过了几个月以后你可以一个月都不理他的。
And after a few months, you can neglect that car for months on end.
有的人拿到博士学位, 那天兴奋得不得了, 到了晚上就觉得很虚空。
And some people, the moment they got their diploma for their PhD, they were so excited, but at the evening, at the fall of the, at the setting of the sun, they felt just vanity.
如果我的喜乐需要建筑在我的外在环境跟经验的话,
if my joy is built upon my outward experiences or what I circumstances,
不仅我们的喜乐会经不起考验, 因为它常常是短暂的。
Not only will our joy won't be able to be tested because it is very temporal.
而且这个喜乐因为是建筑在环境上, 所以当我的环境 不好的时候我的喜乐就掉了。
And again, if this joy is built upon our circumstances, when the circumstances disappear, the joy goes with it.
但是圣经上告诉我们, 祂给我们的喜乐, 是满足的喜乐。
The Bible tells us that this joy that he gives us is a joy forevermore.
而且是永远的福乐。
It's an everlasting joy.
那个是从里面来的。
And it is coming from the inside.
所以我觉得我今天不光对还没信耶稣的讲，我对我们基督徒也是一个挑战。
And I'm not here just talking to all of our friends here tonight, but to every one of you, brothers and sisters here tonight.
当我们平安喜乐失去的时候，希望我们能够常常回到主的面前。
When we find that we lost joy, we lost peace, it's because we need to come back to the presence of God.
因为他告诉我们，在你面前有满足的喜乐。在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Because the scripture tells us in the presence of God there's fullness of joy and it is a blessing forevermore.
日本有一个很有名的作家，他都进入了诺贝尔奖的这个筛选里面了。
There's a very famous author from Japan. He is nominated for the Nobel Prize.
因为我没告诉他，我不知道英文名字怎么讲，三岛由纪夫。那他曾经讲过一句话。
Pastor, you didn't tell me who it was, so I don't know his name, but he said this famous saying.
三岛由纪夫 Three Islands 什么什么。Anyway,
Pastor Yu's translation of his name was very bad.
他讲过一句话，他说人生像樱花一样。
And he says, life is like a cherry blossom.
他要在它盛开的时候结束它。
It needs to be concluded.At its bloom.
因为在盛开的时候是最漂亮的时候。
Because when it's full bloom, it's the most beautiful.
接下来它就开始枯干，开始萎谢。
And what is to follow is that it begins to wither. The flowers begins to fall.
就在他人生达到最高峰的时候，他切腹自杀了。
And so right when he reached the pinnacle of his life, he committed suicide.
但是基督徒正好相反。
But for Christians, it's exactly the opposite.
主耶稣说我来是要叫你们得生命而且得得更丰盛的生命
Jesus says I've come to give you life and life more abundant
这个平安和喜乐是从生命里面出来的
This life and this joy that we're talking about comes from the life within
它不是建筑在外在环境的
It is not built upon the circumstances on the outside
如果我的生命没有改变的话我的平安喜乐都是有限的
If my life has not been changed what I experience in peace and joy is very limited
而他给我们的生命是得的更丰盛的生命，换句话说，是越来越丰富，越来越往上去的。
But the life that He gives us gets fuller and fuller. It's going on an uphill climb.
所以，在你离开地上结束人生的时候，是我最丰富、最盛开的时候。
And when you come to the last breath of your life, it is the fullest of your life.
所以在基督伟大的生命里面，我们永远对明天充满了盼望。
And so in the wonderful.Life of Jesus Christ. We always have hope for tomorrow.
我们知道我明天的平安跟喜乐会比今天还要更好。
I know the peace and the joy that I'll have tomorrow is better than the ones today.
因为我的平安和喜乐是建筑在这位伟大的耶稣基督的生命上。
Because the peace and joy that I have is built upon Jesus Christ.
他说我来是要叫人得生命。并且得得更丰盛。
He says that I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
因为 projector 没有打出来哈。好，那第三个说到他的名字，说出了奇妙救恩的内容。
And thirdly, his name declares the content of his marvelous salvation.
这里讲到耶稣来的时候。
And here it tells us when Jesus came.
天使告诉我们要给他取名叫耶稣。
The angels told us.Told Mary that this child is to be called Jesus.
他要把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
Because his name means that he will deliver his people from their sins.
刚才我说过了，我们每一个人生下来就是带着会犯罪的生命在。
And I said and I shared to everyone that the moment we are born with a life that is inundated with the capacity to sin.
这个生命不仅仅叫我们自己受苦，也会叫我们周围的人受苦。
Not only does this life cause us come into the suffering, but also suffering for others.
这个生命的本性就是自我中心，是很自私的。
The very nature of this life is self-centered. It's always focused on self.
但是耶稣来，他要把一个新的生命给我们，把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
But Jesus, when he comes to give us a new life, to deliver us out of that life of sin.
所以他的名字，第一个名字叫做耶稣。
So foremost, his name is to be called Jesus.
把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
It means God saves. He's going to deliver us out of sin.
把我们从一切的痛苦、困境，我们走不出的困境里面拯救出来。
And in all of the circumstances where we feel that we are trapped, he's going to deliver us.
而他名字的第二个意思叫做以马内利。
And the second meaning of his name, he is to be called Emmanuel.
以马内利就叫做神与我们同在。
And Emmanuel, when it's translated, means God with us.
神与我们同在。
God with us.
所以他不光要把我们从一个呃一个一个一个危险、一个罪恶、一个错误、一个不好的里面救出来。
Not only is he going to deliver us out of a great sin, an error, a great pain.
他要把我们带到一个完全不同的境界里面去。
But he's going to bring us into a complete different realm.
那是一个神同在的境界。
And it's a place where God is with us.
让我们能够经历到这位神是一个怎样的神。
That we may experience who this God is.
经历他爱我们。
That we may experience of his love for us.
经历他陪伴我们、祝福我们、帮助我们。
The experience that he is with us. Every moment he helps us, he saves us.
我结束的时候用我一个同事的故事做结束啊。
I'm going to conclude with a story from one of my colleagues.
我有一个同事，我跟他认识的大概是跟他同事的大概将近十年。
I've known this gentleman for about 10 years.
我们曾经在先后两个不同的公司里面同事。
We were colleagues. When I was still working, we were in the same company.
他非常典型的矽谷人啊。
He is a very typical Silicon Valley person.
来到美国打拼，拿到学位，然后找到很好的工作。
He came, he worked diligently, he got his degree, he found a job.
然后结婚，买了很好的房子在 San Mateo.
And he got married, bought a wonderful house in San Mateo.
而且他家里面弄得非常非常的现代。
And his house is very modern.
有撞球台。
There are pool tables.
放了一大堆那种非常好的 speaker 哈，立体音响。
The wonderful speakers, 3D sounds and stereo sounds.
在二十年前，他的那个 speaker, 一套就$2,000多的啊。
20 years ago, his audio system was about $2,000.
所以他的生活非常舒服。
So he lives a very luxurious life.
所以他常常找同事一起去包饺子，一起去钓螃蟹，一起去打撞球，生活的非常。享受。
And he would invite colleagues over, and they would make dumplings, and or go fishing or crabbing, and sports, whatever.
所以他非常不喜欢我跟他传福音。
And he very very much disliked the fact that I would share the gospel with him.
我每次一跟他传福音，他脸就沉下来。原来跟我讲的兴高采烈的。
And every time we would have a dialogue, and I started telling him about this good news, and his countenance would change.
然后后来跟我在公司，我从这头，他从那头，他一看到我要转身，那换一条路走。
So after a while, when we're at work, he see me coming down the aisle, he turn around and walk the other way.
后来有一天，我们两个在厕所碰面了。
So one day we met one another in the bathroom.
他没办法跑，我就跟他讲，嘿，人生何，我说人生何处不相逢。
And he was at a moment doing something where he couldn't run away. So I told him, hey, of all places in life, we meet here.
然后我说你还好吧
？I said, how have you been?
大概很久没有人问他好不好。
And I guess people haven't asked him that for quite some time.
他就看着我。
And so he looked at me.
他说我最近忙到不行。
He says, I am.So busy, I'm coming to the point where I'm losing it.
他说我们正在赶一个 project, 要 deliver, 所以忙得不得了。
We're working on a particular project, we're coming up to this deadline, it has to be delivered, so we're very, very busy.
然后他说我现在每天下午会微烧，发烧。
So in the afternoon, every afternoon I come to discover I have this light fever.
我说你为什么不看医生？
I said, why don't you go see a doctor?
他说没空，等到这个礼拜五交出去以后再去。
I said, I really don't have time. This Friday, the project is due. Afterwards, I'll go see a doctor.
我长话短说，礼拜五他们交了货以后，老板带他们全部出去喝啤酒啊，出去庆祝去了。
And so Friday, indeed, everybody submitted the project and the boss wanted to celebrate, took them all out to have a drink.
然后我礼拜六就听到通知说他被送到医院去急救了。
And Saturday, I heard the news that he was rushed to the hospital to be.
他是又快又壮的，打排球、篮球非常体力非常好的一个人。
He's a very well-built person. He looks very athletic. Volleyball, basketball, any kind of sports, he does it very well.
我们以为他只是过度劳累去医院。
Everybody just thought that he was overly exhausted, so he needed to go to the hospital.
医生一检查以后发现他是血癌，而且是到了很末期了。
And as the doctor begins to examine him, they come to discover that he has leukemia and he's at the end of that disease.
你要形容的话，这叫做晴天霹雳，连想都没想到的时候，灾祸突然临到他。
And to describe this is a moment that he would have never imagined in his life.
所以后来短短的三个月里面
And within the three short months that we have
他弱到连 走路都常常跪到地上，脚没力量了。
And his body begins to shiver, and he begins to become frail. And sometimes, as he walked, he would collapse and fall to his knees.
他化学药物治疗，头变成光头。
And he went through chemotherapy and lost all his hair.
然后我到医院里面去看他。
And I went to the hospital to visit him.
我记得那天在 Stanford 医院，我跟他再传福音。
And remember that day I was at the Stanford Hospital, and again.I share the good news with him.
他接受了耶稣。
He accepted Jesus.
他也告诉我他为什么不信耶稣，因为他被别人绊倒了。他觉得基督徒这个样子，我不要信。
And that day he actually told me the reason why he didn't want to be a believer because he was stumbled by a Christian before.
那么他那天他接受了耶稣以后，他放声大哭哈，他平常非常刚硬的一个人。
And that day when he received accepted Jesus.He just lifted up his voice and he just wailed, he cried.
他那天一面哭一面的祷告，非常摸到我的心。
And as he was crying, as he was weeping, he was praying, and what he was saying really touched my heart.
他说：“神啊，我常常在别人面前装得很刚强，什么都有，我很快乐，什么都有。”
I said, God, oftentimes I pretend to be very strong and in front of everybody, I pretend to be a person that has it all, that have it all together.
他说：“但是我里面不快乐，我里面是脆弱的。”
But I don't have joy in me. I am frail within me.
他那天痛哭，接受耶稣做他的救主。
And that day he was weeping, but he accepted Jesus as Savior.
我那天非常非常感动。
And that day I was so touched.
十年被他冷嘲热讽的拒绝，而他今天流泪的接受了这位神。
He's rejected every time I share the good news with him for 10 years, but today he accepted it. He received it.
过了几天接到他电话。
A few days later I got a call from him.
医生告诉他你只剩下七天了。
The doctor told him you only have 7 days left.
所以我跟于师母去医院看他，也去他住的地方看他。
So Pastor Nancy and myself we went to visit him and also at his home.
我非常感动。
I was very touched.
他里面非常的平安。
There was a tremendous peace about him.
这跟我从前认识的他完全不一样。
It was completely different from the person that I once knew.
他刚知道这个消息的时候，吓得不得了。
And when he first heard the news, he was scared.
当他接受耶稣的时候，他里面那么平安。
But when he received Jesus, there was such peace in him.
我坐在床边，他就告诉我。
And I was sitting next to his bedside. He was telling me.
他说：“红姐，我巴不得神能够让我再多活一点时间。”
And he says, "Hong Jie, I wish God would give me a little more time."
他说：“我不仅仅要到处愿意去跟别人传福音，叫人早点信耶稣。”
How I pray that I have the opportunity to go all over the place and tell people, you got to come and believe Jesus.
我也希望我再有机会能够对我的太太、对我的儿子好一点。
I wish I had the opportunity to treat my wife and my children better.
他的小孩那个时候才一个月而已。
And his child was only but a month old.
而他太太先信的耶稣，所以他常常对他太太态度不好。
And his wife became a believer of Jesus first, and oftentimes he was just annoyed by his wife.
所以他几年来都这样欺负他太太，对他太太态度非常不好。
And so for many years he was just terrible, terrible temper and terrible attitude toward his wife.
我多么希望我还有时间，让我可以好好爱主，好好爱我的家人。
And he said, "How I pray that I have more time."To love God, to love my family more.
但是他也跟我讲，他说：“红姐，如果神要接我走，他说我都预备好，我非常感谢他。”
But at the same time, he says, "Hong Jie, if God wants to take me home, I'm ready. I'm ready to go home."
我信任他。
I trust him.
他里面所有对死亡的害怕，在他身上一点都没有。
There was no fear of death in him.
过了两天，他走了。
And in 2 days, he went to be with the Lord.
走得那么平安。
Such great peace.
他跟弟兄说。我要走了，他就出来上个厕所，躺在床上。我们的弟兄在他旁边读一篇诗篇给他听，他就走了。
He told his someone who was visiting in his house. He says, "I think it's time for me to go." He went to the restroom, came back, laid in his bed. Our brother read a psalm to him, and he went to be with the Lord.
才三十多岁。
He's in his 30s. He was.
我相信他的人生抽出来给别人看，很多人很羡慕他的得着。
And I trust that his life is being displayed for people to see. Many people will admire his life.
在我们周围充满了这样子的人。
Around us here in the Silicon Valley are full of these people.
追求成功，追求享受，追求我们自己喜欢的。
We pursue our success. We pursue our likes, and we pursue what we want.
但是在这里我们有一件人生最重要的事情我们必须先告诉你们。
But there's something that is utmost important concerning your life that we have to tell you tonight.
我们要解决我们跟神之间的关系。
We have to resolve this issue between your relationship with the living God.
我们要解决我们里面生命的问题。
We have to come and resolve an issue pertaining to the problem of this life.
他来是要把生命赐给我们。
Again, Jesus Christ came to give you life.
这个生命让我们可以胜过罪恶。
And this life allows you to overcome the power of sin.
这个生命让我们可以胜过世界给我们各式各样的挑战甚至伤害。
And this life allows you to overcome all the challenges and all the harms that this world will unveil and bring to our lives.
这个生命和关系要把世界不能给的平安和喜乐给我们。
This life and this relationship with God is going to bring about a joy and a peace that this world cannot give.
全都是因为有一位婴孩为我们而生。
All because unto us a child was born.
而这个婴孩竟然就是神。
And this child is God himself.
虽然是宇宙的主宰，为了我们来到地上。
As the author of the universe for us, he came.
而在这两千年。的历史里面
And in these 2,000 years of history,
他不仅仅两千年前诞生在马槽里面
Not only about 2,000 years ago, he was born in a manger.
在这过去的两千年里面，他不知道在多少人的心中诞生了
In the past 2,000 years, countless lives he was born in their hearts.
当我们把心打开来说，耶稣啊，我愿意接受你
As we open up our hearts and we say, Jesus.I'm willing to receive you.
我愿意接受你做我的救主，把我从罪恶里救出来。
I want to receive you as my savior to deliver me out of sin.
我愿意接受你做我的主，把我带回到神的面前。
I want you to be my Lord to bring me back to the presence of God.
让我享受跟神之间父子该有的关系。
That I may enjoy the relationship of my heavenly Father and me as His Son.
让我整个人生不一样。
That my entire life would be different.
活得有意义，活得有价值。
That I would live with a purpose. I would live with a value.
亲爱的朋友，我们一起来唱这条歌。
Dear friends, I want to invite you. Let's sing together.
要自耶稣来住在我心。
The song says, "Since Jesus came into my heart."
大本的诗歌205首啊。
Hymn 205.
但是我们请诗班为我们先唱第一节啊。
We ask the choir to sing the very first verse for us.
我用江湖话的话，就是先吊吊你们的胃口。
I want to use it just to arouse the tease your taste for the song.
让你看看他们唱得多喜乐。
To observe, see if there's really joy.
然后你们的心也会羡慕，说我也要。
Would you delight? Would you want to say? I want that.
然后我们就一起唱。
And then we'll sing it together.
所以第一节他们唱，第二节、第五节我们都是一起唱。
Verse 1, they sing it, and then verse 1 and 5, we'll sing it together.
第三节男生唱。
Verse 3, we'll have the men sing.
第四节女生唱。
Verse 4, we'll have the women sing.
然后所有的副歌一起唱。
We'll sing all the refrains together.
我想你们已经搞昏了哈，所以你只要想唱就唱。
So if you're confused, sing whatever you want to sing.
好，第一节我们请他们唱。
Verse 1.
Yes.
See the seas billows and they roll, right?
你要形容海浪，用什么话形容？
How would you describe the sea?
一波未平，一波又起。
A wave after waves.
好，所以福音有另外一个翻译叫做 glad tiding， 就是喜乐的浪潮。
And there's another a translation for the gospels, the glad tiding.
圣经上告诉我们，福音是神的大能，他要救一切愿意相信的人。
The Bible tells us that the gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe.
它是喜乐的浪潮。
It is the sea that is bellowing, that is roaring.
基督徒可以一面流泪，但是一面赞美，还是满了喜乐的。
Our Christians can shed tears and at the same time sing and praise with great joy.
因为我们里面有这么伟大的主，伟大的神住在我们心中。
Because there is such a wonderful Lord and Savior that dwells in our hearts.
所以我们也邀请你们。
We want to invite you.
你们会说为什么要挑今天来庆祝耶稣的诞生？
You say why do we pick today to celebrate the birth of Christ?
我跟你讲，基督徒天天都在庆祝耶稣的诞生。
I want to tell you, we are celebrating every single day of His birth.
因为天天在全世界都有耶稣诞生在人的心中。
Amen.Because every single day Jesus is born in the hearts of men.
我们都是在那一天打开心的时候，耶稣诞生在我们的心中。
Each and every one of us on a particular day, we opened our hearts and Jesus was born in our hearts.
让我们开始了完全不一样的人生。
That we began a life that was completely different.
我们一样吃，一样喝，一样有困难，可是我们里面的故事境界完全不一样。
We continue to live on. We eat. We drink. Happenstance comes in our lives, but everything has changed.
今天耶稣爱你。
Today Jesus loves you.
他也愿意。把他的生命赐给你。
Oh, how he wants to give his life to you.
我们唱第五节好不好？我们意犹未尽，唱第五节。
Sing verse five.
所有的旧历史都过去了。
All the old history is past. Ask all of you to please bow your head. Let's pray together.
我现在靠着耶稣基督的爱和应许，跟你们发出一个邀请。
In the love and the promise of Jesus Christ, I want to make this invitation available to you.
我们当初就是这么简单的答应了这个邀请，让我们成为了基督徒。
At one point, simply we come and responded to this invitation.
让我们有份于这么伟大的生命。
And now we are all partakers of this wonderful life.
也让我们开始了一个全新的人生。
We all began a brand new life.
所以我现在想邀请有没有任何的朋友，你从前没有打开心愿意接受耶稣的。
I want to invite all of our friends here tonight. If you have never opened your heart to receive Jesus,
你今天晚上愿不愿意因着弟兄姊妹的见证，因着我们的诗歌，因着神爱的感动，你说我也愿意。
Tonight through the songs, through the testimony of brothers and sisters and what you've heard tonight, are you willing to say I'm willing?
如果愿意的话，你在位置上把手举起来，不要管别人。
If you're willing, we ask you to lift up your hand.
还有没有？
Don't worry about the people around you.
还有没有？我相信圣灵感动你。
Praise God.
有感动就把手举起来。有没有人说耶稣，我愿意认识你？
God so moves you.
虽然我圣经还没读过，我很多都不懂。
Perhaps you say, I haven't read the Bible yet. There's a lot of things I don't understand.
但是如果你是那位真神，我愿意认识你。
But if you are the true God, I want to know you.
我要有份于这个伟大的救恩和生命。
I want to be a part of this wonderful salvation.
我再问一次。
This wonderful life.
愿意的把手举起来，好不好？
I ask again.
感谢主，感谢主。
Is there anyone? You're willing to lift your hand?
还有没有？
Anyone else? Anyone else?
好，举过的请放下，还有没有？
If you lifted your hand, it's okay.
这是关乎你的，关乎你的一生的事情。
This pertains to the rest of your life.
这是关乎你永恒的事情。
Eternal life.
所以我最后再问一次。
I ask the very last time.
我希望你回家完全不一样。
I pray that you will go home a different person.
已经举过的不用举，还有没有人愿意？请你在位置上把手举起来，举给耶稣看，不是举给我看。有没有这样子的人？请你把手举起来，勇敢的举起来。还有没有
？Anyone else？
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray。
主耶稣，我们把刚才举手的这三位交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we commit these three individuals that lifted their hands unto you。
你说一百只羊只要有一只回来，天使天君都要欢乐。
You said of 100 sheep that are the 100 sheep if one return, the whole host of heaven will rejoice。
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us,
你不希望有任何一只羊迷失在外面。
You do not want to see one that would be lost.
主啊，今天晚上这个爱来感动我们在座还没有接受你的人。
Oh, tonight, oh Lord, we pray that your love come and move among all those that have not yet believed in you.
如果刚刚还不能举手的，求你继续感动他们。
Of all those who are unable to lift up their hands, we pray your love continue to move them.
继续愿意回到神的家中来。
Continue to draw them back into your house.
哦，让他们愿意跨出这一步来。
That they're willing to take that first step.
哦，耶稣啊，不要漏掉任何一个人。
Jesus, don't pass anyone by.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
that he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
that whosoever would believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
我们谢谢你
we thank you,
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.